I have. Please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Hagenbush, can you call the roll, please?
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Inks?
Present.
Mrs. Stats?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Webble?
Present.
Thank you. On to item two, board report. There's a lot of things we're going to report on throughout the meeting here. I did want to point out one thing, and Mrs. Bennett reminded me, thank you, that our softball coach, Dick Castello, Mr. Castello celebrated his 400th career win. That's a huge accomplishment. That's a huge dedication to a sport. To be around long enough to get 400 wins is huge, but that's huge dedication to our students and everything. I just want to commend Mr. Castello on that and thank him for his years of dedication to the girls. Other than that, we've had it's that time of year. Proms, graduations, spring sports, plays, everything's going on. It's great to see the kids outside. Hopefully next week Mother Nature will cooperate and we can see a little more, but I know track's going on, doing well. Field day's coming up, lots of things. I'm looking forward to social media, seeing all the pictures. So thanks everybody for coming. I'm gonna turn it over to Mr. Addis for our district report.
Thank you, Mr. Ames. I just want to welcome our students of the month and their families. I just remembered it's May. This is our final student of the month for this year. So we're gonna find out if we save the best for the last. So we'll find out in just a few minutes, but all of the family members that are here, just on behalf of the board, I just want to thank you for all your patience throughout a really challenging year. I think when all is said and done, we're going to be able to celebrate quite a few things, but not without challenge. So thank you for your questions and your support and all of your patience. And you guys probably taught a lot more this year than you've ever had to in your life, along with our teachers who have just been doing an amazing job. So thank you for all of the work. Mr. Ames mentioned some end of the year stuff. It's been awesome for me to get out and celebrate spring sports with our kids. One of the best joys this year is, despite the unbalanced year, we've been able to continue with all of our extracurricular activities, and we've loved that. And our spring sports, much like our winter and fall, we're having a great year, and I've been able to see all of the senior nights, most recently baseball this past week, so that's been great. Congratulations also to our boys tennis team, who basically swept the entire Metro Athletic Conference all league tennis teams and went undefeated in league play and finished as league champs. We also want to celebrate a teacher who's here tonight, Miss April Levesque. She doesn't know I'm saying this, but National Honor Society and the students of Norton High School voted her as their Teacher of the Year at the high school. So I think that's worth a round of applause. So congratulations. It's one thing for Mr. Shaner to say that a teacher does a great job, but when your kids vote you Teacher of the Year, thank you for your work. We appreciate it. That's it. Back to you.
All right, thank you. Move on to item four, student recognition. Once again, our favorite time of the month. So Students of the Month.
We're going to start with Mr. Morris tonight. Norton Primary, Norton's littlest Panthers.
So, probably not the littlest Panther you've seen for a kindergartner. He is one of our tallest kindergartners, and he is an extremely dedicated young Panther. Good friend to many. I don't know if there's anybody that Logan doesn't try to help or assist, or you know, just reach out and be that good role model for those other members of the kindergarten team. So I don't want to steal too much of Mrs. Yagi's thunder. Jen Yagi said, kindergarten teacher that's here with Logan tonight. So Logan, just on a side note, I'm very proud of you. And congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
secret that this has been a difficult school year, filled with changes and routines that have never been part of a typical kindergarten year. This year in particular made all students stand out in a positive way, and I could not be more proud of how all of my students have handled everything that has come their way. Logan in particular has stood out to me from the very beginning of remote learning. Beginning kindergarten virtually is exceptionally difficult for students just beginning their education. Although I could tell that most days were frustrating and exhausting for Logan and many other students and their teacher, he was determined from the beginning to be a careful listener and do his very best to follow directions. I remember the way Logan smiled and lit up when we were finished with class and students were encouraged to stay on the computer if they had something they wanted to share with me. Logan would usually share one of his dinosaur toys, as well as the amazing knowledge he has about different kinds of dinosaurs. When we transitioned to half day, there were new rules and routines, and Logan came to school every day willing to try his best, even when it was difficult. He still had that Logan smile, which was extra special, because he would smile so big that even with his mask on, I could tell he was smiling. As Logan has become more comfortable and confident this year, he has found a lot of pride in raising his hand to answer questions, sharing his thoughts, being an amazing helper, and truly caring about others more than himself. I'm so proud of the progress Logan has made this year, but more importantly, I am proud of his perseverance and work ethic when things were hard. Not a day goes by when I don't hear a student say that Logan helped them or made them feel better when they were sad. Logan is the kind of kid I hope I am raising my own children to be. We're so proud of Logan. I also have some compliments that Logan's peers had to say about him, because I think that even more than the teacher having nice things to say, it really shows what an awesome student he is when his peers, his 5 and 6-year-old peers even, could say really nice things about him. So here are just a few of the things that Logan's peers think about him. They said, he is very nice and kind. He waves to me and says hi. He is so nice. He plays with me. He plays the things I like to play. He is nice to everyone and it makes us happy. He is good at coloring. He is the best kid. He shows interest in the things I like. He is a good friend to everyone. He always plays with me. He listens when the teacher is talking. I didn't write that, by the way. He helps me, and he is very joyful. We are very proud of you, Logan. You are a good buddy, okay?
Next, from NES, we want to welcome Assistant Principal Tricia Ebner.
It is my honor and my privilege to introduce you to JC, who is one of our remote learners, and remote learning in first grade, much like remote learning in kindergarten, can certainly be very challenging, but she's had a successful year. What I do know of her is that she has loved working with a small group in remote learning, being really helpful there, occasionally being a little bit silly, and rather than taking all the time telling what I know, well, then Mrs. Holton will introduce her further.
So this is my JC, and as Mrs. Ebner told you, she is a remote learner, so part of the reason I wanted to nominate someone was just so I could see her for the third time ever in person. So it's nice being able to see her up front in person. But despite all of the remote learning setbacks and the difficulties this year, she has absolutely flourished in a remote learning environment. She has grown as a reader. She loves math. She loves conversations with her fellow peers, as hard as that may be in a remote learning environment. She always finds a way. JC is a very, very social being. She loves to just have conversations with her peers all the time. She stays after in any of our meetings to talk to me, to talk to them. And then her kindness, sorry, I'm looking at the notes behind me. very kind and respectful, and the greatest thing about JC is that she makes all of her peers feel like they are seen by her, and that's a really hard thing to do remotely. They know her, whether she's in their small group or not. She makes that effort to make sure that every child feels like they are special, like they are seen by everybody else. So we had a moment, we had a few moments on Fridays when we would have social gatherings, and I allowed the students to choose three people that they would really want to have just a special social get-together with, since we don't get too many of those social-emotional opportunities in our classroom. And it was extremely difficult to put all of these kids in groups because just about every student wanted to be in JC's group. So it was extremely hard for me to choose who was going to be in her group, who would get the privilege of being with our JC. She is always making sure that she is helping out her friends. Even today, she was telling me about how somebody had been wondering about one of our science lessons. So she went back into our learning slides to find the answer to that problem our student was having so that she could inform them of, you know, the question that they had. So she is always thinking of others. During, you know, kindergarten, she was also recognized as a standout student. And I will tell you, this is not the first time she has been nominated for Student of the Month. She was actually nominated last year by Mrs. Yagi for kindergarten, but due to COVID happening and all of the shutdowns, she did not get a chance to get that recognition. And me and Mrs. Yagi both felt that she really deserved that recognition, just for her kindness, her positivity, her classroom behavior. She is just absolutely a leader and a genuinely kind and caring person. So thank you, JC, for being in my classroom and staying with me all year and not leaving me. So congratulations, JC.
Next, we'll welcome Mr. Travis Dobbins, principal at the middle school.
North Middle School Student of the Month, Mallory Bird. I told her I would keep it short and sweet. She's not one to draw a lot of attention to herself. Mallory is a shy, quiet girl who can easily go unnoticed, but obviously her teachers noticed her. They noticed her kindness, her willingness for hard work, and her daily practice of treating others nicely. She does her best in class and always has her work done on time. Mallory can be counted on to be honest and responsible, and she is definitely a pleasure to have in class. Mallory plays volleyball for the middle school, as well as plays JO volleyball. She is a self-taught crocheter, well, YouTube-taught. who one day hopes to be an artist. So I thought it was fitting that Mr. Fowler, our art teacher, came to us and said, I have one student you absolutely have to have as your student of the month. So Mr. Fowler wrote a few things down that he wanted me to say about Mallory. He said, Mallory is a highly creative art student. She always participates in class. She has an amazing attitude and behavior when in class. Her art abilities are on par with those much older than her, which I thought was very interesting. And she's been able to maintain above average grades during a very difficult year for her, and for a very difficult year in general. But most importantly, he said, she is friendly and she is pleasant, who gets along with all of her peers. Ladies and gentlemen, Mallory Bird.
And finally, from our high school, Principal Ryan Shaner.
Good evening, everyone. I have the distinct pleasure to introduce two people to you. We have senior Alex Bloomfield, who is our May Student of the Month at the high school, And this is Senior Griffin Rebenerick, who is our May Compact Student of the Month here at the high school. So I'll get to Alex in just a minute. So Griffin is in the Fire Safety EMT program over at Barberton. He also just recently won fourth place in the state of Ohio with the HOSA competition for first aid and CPR. So a round of applause. Obviously, great job with that. And it's been interesting to watch Griffin over the years because he's had an outstanding year this year in football and baseball. I still remember Mom cheering like crazy when he scored that touchdown late in the season. All right, there you go. So I remember seeing her in the stands. So he had a good year in football, and then he's having an outstanding year in baseball this year as well with the baseball team. Seven seniors on the baseball team, one of seven seniors. And Griffin, there was a time, though, where you probably weren't sure if you were going to be able to play sports again. I mean, you were, I felt like I saw you in your, after you had the surgeries and everything else on your leg, he was in a brace for a really long time. So this is going to show us his perseverance to be able to come back and be able to compete, of course, with his friends as well. His future plans are you plan on being going to paramedic school.
Yep.
And he has just a great compliment for the Career Tech programs, because I asked him, I said, so what was your favorite part? What's your favorite part about being in this program? And he said, basically, you can't beat the hands-on experience that you get by being in the program that he gets to be in over at Barberton High School. So congratulations, Griffin, for our Compact Student of the Month. Let me give you this real quick. I'll give her the wrong one. All right, so that was Griffin. And then over here, we have Alex Bloomfield. So Alex is a member of the, it's a unique triple. It's cross country, bowling, and track team. So obviously he's an athlete quite a bit all the way around there at the high school. And then so Alex is also in a compact program as well. He's in the engineering program over at Wadsworth. Obviously he excels in that. You can always pick Alex out. He's got the hair, he's got the bandana, he's been rocking that for a couple of years. So he's got his own style. And so as I got to, you know, talk to Alex more and everything else, his future plans, of course, are you want to go to Stark State and then potentially the University of Toledo for electrical engineering. And then Mom and Dad are going to love this. So I said, what are your hobbies? Well, you know, you're always getting on video games, blah, 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 blah. Which you did say that Skyrim is your favorite. But best answer ever, you better take him out for ice cream after this. He said his hobby is game nights with the family.
Aww.
How amazing is that, right? How amazing is that? You just scored some points in here, my friend. All right. So Mrs. Levac, who Mr. Addison mentioned earlier, is our high school teacher of the year. She is actually not here because of that. She is here to say a few nice things about Alex. So it just so happened to be the same night. So Mrs. Levac.
And I happen to be Alex's one of Alex's cross country coaches, and I should mention that he has gotten best hair while running twice in a year. It's a serious award, and he throws this out just to win that.
Take care of it while you can.
And I'm still.
Not even saying.
So hopefully this year you bring it back. No one took it away from you. So I teach art, and I have these posable, like, sketching figures, and I have them in my window, and, like, for a half a year, I would notice that they would change positions. And I'm like, who's doing that? And then I went over and I got Thornberry, and we were, like, watching, like, I don't know, it's going to change again, watch it. And you show up early in the morning, and it would be in a different position.
All school appropriate,
And they were really creative, like hang gliding and ballet and snowball fights. Like, it was incredible. So we didn't know who was doing this. Like, seriously, for like a half a year. And then I was like, I don't know, going to the bathroom or something, and I come out of the hallway. Who's the culprit? He was doing this without telling me, religiously, and he still does it. And it's called Norton Figures. They have their own Instagram page. Alex has this amazing sense of humor, albeit weird. But It is really amazing. And nominating him, I really wanted to celebrate all the other attributes that Alex has besides, I mean, we razz each other pretty good throughout the day. And I really want to take a moment to celebrate who you are as a person. He's been a captain on the cross-country team, and he is an absolute natural leader. He leads without ego. He leads so that, like, everybody just wants to gain, like, that team spirit, and he just has this natural ability to do that. He was, like, my right-hand man, like, so responsible, very, very organized, like, really mature. You know that you can count on him even when things are going bad. Just really welcoming to some of the younger students, like in the middle school, and just, he's an amazing leader. And that transfers right into the classroom. Other teachers were very, very excited when he got the nomination. I heard it was like by a landslide. Just, again, kind of that like quiet kid that just doesn't, he's not about ego, but you know that he is there. You know his presence because of everything. It's that like solidity that he brings to the team or the classroom. I teach AP Art History, and when he's not at Compact, he comes to class to learn. Who does that?
He's not in the class.
He's not in the classroom. Yeah. He's not in the classroom. But at the day when I'm like, Alex, it's the Aztecs today, and you're like, oh, I'm gonna be there, and he was. And it's part of the discussion, and this is someone just sitting in an AP class just because they wanted to learn. And that is like super impressive. I feel like I'm forgetting so much here. I started off with that weird little story about the figures. Because I think it really illustrates that he's just this one-of-a-kind person, and he brings a lot of joy to the people around him, and he's not afraid to be himself. And I think Alex is so successful because he is himself. So congratulations.
So thanks so much to everyone. It's interview season for school districts, so this is the time of year we bring candidates in for job openings. And one of our candidates today asked the six of us in the room, you know, what do you like about Norton? And this was unprovoked. And all of these people, our teachers, our three teachers here tonight, our five kids, our four principals, made me think of this. Everyone at the table said, it's the people in this school district. You know, that's what's great. That's what's amazing about Norton. So I'm always glad when our parents, thank you for the kids that you're bringing to us daily, but it's so incredible that you get to see these other families and these other settings where these kids are thriving. So teachers, thank you for your words. Principals, and Mr. Shaner, did you win that award in high school too? The hair in cross country?
Oh my gosh. It was beautiful back then.
All right. At this point, we're going to take a small break. We're going to ask all the students in the month to come up front here and take a picture with Mr. Addis. Parents, feel free to come up and snap pictures away, too. We're going to come out wishing congratulations. We appreciate everybody coming. After the break, it's board business, so those students that have homework to do or dishes to do or games to play with the family, whatever you need to do, you can go ahead and head out, or you're welcome to stay. So, all right. Thank you. If I get all the students in the month come up this direction, we'd appreciate it. All right, we're back. All right, we're on item 5, public participation. Do we have anyone that would like to participate this evening? All right, great. We're going to move on to item 6, agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? No? All right. Can I get a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion? No. Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Thank you. On to item 7, board business. Could I get a motion to approve Letter A, resolution submitting to the electors of the school district the question of the renewal of an existing 3.0 mil tax levy for the purpose of general permanent improvements.
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion?
Yeah, I just want to remind everyone that this is a renewal. This is no new money. This is a PI permanent improvement, which we've used. This is a levy that really saved our school district this year in a number of reasons. And it's something that the school district, the community has supported for many years. So we're thankful for that, but it's important for all of them to know that this is not a new money levy. It is a renewal.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Mrs. Engelbusch, can you call the roll, please?
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Weddle?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Thank you. On to item 8, approval of the minutes. Can I get a motion to approve letters A and B?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion? No. Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Weddle?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes. Motion passes 5-0. Thank you very much. Under Treasurer's recommendations, can I get a motion to approve letters A through D?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Yes, I have the 5-year forecast on there that you hear us talk about and refer to oftentimes. I just have a couple highlights for that. Sorry, my mind kind of went blank there for a minute. Some changes that we have that we're presenting in this forecast that was different from what we had in November that Mr. Inks did a great job of presenting when I was quarantined. Our property valuations at that time we predicted would be about an 8% increase, and they were a 17% increase. And new construction, we have budgeted the phase in for valuations of some of the new housing developments that we have going in here in Norton. And just as a reference, each $1 million in new construction is about $28,000 in revenue for the district. Our tangible personal property tax, you've probably heard this till you're sick of hearing it. The pipeline, it's budgeted in here at 38% of the original valuation, because that's what all of the appeals that they have equal. So that's all that we know for sure that we're getting is 38%. The hearing for the tax appeals was supposed to be in November. It's now moved to February of 2022. And they're thinking it could take months to get a ruling after they have the hearing. So we're at this point, it's gonna be a couple years probably before we know where we're at with the pipeline money. Our income tax, this was our first full year of our income tax. If you remember, we voted that in 2018, and it takes a while for it to ramp up and for us to collect the entire thing. It was $25,000 lower than what we had originally expected, but we also have gone through a year of people not working and unemployment, and unemployment tax is not part of this because it's an earned income, so you only have to pay the income tax on what you've earned. But we do predict a 3% increase for future years. Our state aid, this is a large one that we talked about in November. If you remember last year in the middle of the pandemic, they cut our state funding $400,000. And we were predicted to have that same cut this year. Well, the state revenues have increased enough that the governor reinstated $215,000 of those cuts, that we received this year. And then next year, we're just predicting that we go forward with what we received in 2019. There's a lot of talk about a new funding formula. It's called the Fair Funding School, or the Fair Funding Formula for Schools. There's nothing in this forecast that relates to that, because at this point it hasn't been totally voted out. It's in the budget bill with the governor's budget, but I have made no predictions on that. Our open enrollment students, we had 54 less students than what we normally do in our school district, which was a decrease of $329,000. I have increased it 20 for next year. That's just a guess on what we might receive, because I think some of them may come back. This was a tough year to guess enrollment-wise, because students are staying home or doing other things that were necessary. Our excess costs, we received $540,000 more than what we had anticipated that we would receive this year. Part of that is a one-time payment from a local school district of almost $200,000 that they were a little slow on paying. Excess cost is when we have special needs students that attend our district, we bill back the original district where they live in so that it's paid in full. So anything that, any expenses we incur for a open enrolled student or a student placed here by court order, we bill back the original district and they are responsible in full for their costs. And we did receive, and we talked about this in the past, BWC had rebates of $340,000 that we received this year. Our expenditures, our personnel, this year we reduced our personnel cost by $573,000. That consisted of 6 teaching positions, a bus mechanic, and our sub costs were down almost $200,000 less than what we had spent in prior years. Moving into next year, we're expecting the sub cost to increase 100%, which is another $200,000 over what we spent this year. Our benefits, this was exciting news for us. We've predicted 6 to 8% increases as we move forward through the years. This year, we have a 0% increase for our health insurance, which is a savings over the life of the forecast of $1.6 million from what we had anticipated that we would spend. We're not sure, our employees are great users of our insurance. They're wonderful consumers. They don't go to the emergency room when it's a doctor visit. They do what they need to do and they really check on what they're doing. We have a benefit here, it's called First Stop Health, where they can just phone a doctor. They don't have to physically go to the doctor. There's no cost to the district for that. There's no cost to the employee. And we use it, our employees are wonderful for that. And I think so also some of the savings is from the pandemic, because people didn't go to the doctor or maybe didn't have procedures done. So we are predicting maybe an 8% increase next year, but that 0% has been wonderful for us. It was really a blessing this year. Our purchase service line item was down $372,000 this year. We're predicting that we'll go back to pre-pandemic amounts moving forward. And our supplies and our capital outlay, we have no change from what we've normally predicted on that. And then we have a budget reserve that we don't normally have or haven't normally had in our forecast, and that's from the pipeline. They have, I don't want to say overpaid because I don't think they're paying us the right amount, but because it's 38% is all they have to pay, they actually paid at a higher percentage. I believe they paid at 45%, which was $62,000. So I'm setting that money aside because I'm afraid if they win the appeal, we'll have to pay that money back. So I don't want it committed to anything else. So I'm just gonna set that aside as we move forward until we're, see where we stand on that. Those are the highlights.
Great.
I'm sorry, I probably said that really fast.
No, that was good, that was great. I will say that in a year of uncertainty, I've sat on the finance committee, me and Mrs. Webble sat there, just listening to the daily changes in finances, I don't know how Mrs. Hagenbush, how you deal with it every day. Things that they've taken away, given unexpected costs, unexpected payments, credits. It has been a whirlwind of a year.
It has.
Just getting
the probably
updates
the craziest
of years.
I've
I want to thank
seen.
You for all the work you've put in.
Thank
and
you.
It's not easy. I can tell you that. So, but thank you. Okay. Can you call the roll, please?
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
All right. Motion passes 5-0. Thank you. Under personnel, can I get a motion to approve letter E for the retirement of Mary Rennick, Administration Office Assistant Treasurer, effective August 1st, 2021?
Second.
Is there any discussion?
Yes, yes, yes. I'd like to make, this is my assistant, Mary. She has been here for almost 15 years, and she has been a blessing. She's done anything that she needs to do. She goes above and beyond, and I will miss her as an employee. I will certainly miss her as a person, as a friend. She's a wonderful person, and she has done a lot for the district, and I just can't say enough about her, and I'm really gonna miss her. Especially for the work, but also, like I said, the personal relationship. She's a great worker. So I wish her the best. She retired from Barberton 15 years ago and came over here and has worked. So second retirement, I think that sounds like a lot of fun. She has some wonderful plans. She's going to Alaska this summer for two and a half weeks, I believe. So great. I wish her the best.
Salmon fishing in Alaska.
Wow.
Wow. She's a great lady.
She's earned it, so wish her the best. Can you call the roll, please?
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0.
I could have voted no.
Thank you. Under superintendent's recommendations, under personnel, can I get a motion to approve letters A, 1 through 3?
So moved. Second.
Is there any discussion?
Yeah, I actually would like for Ryan and Eric just to mention a little bit about Jan Miskell, who's retiring, and Carol Allshire, who's retiring. If you could just say a couple words, it'd be great.
Yeah. You know, Jan's been an intervention specialist at the high school for probably close to 20 years, if my memory serves. She actually spent time in California prior to, and it's interesting through the years to kind of hear her perspective of how things are done, you know, say in another state or on the West Coast versus here. So she's always brought a great perspective. She does a great job with our kids. And you know, it was interesting because she came to me earlier in the year and with the difficult year, this is kind of the sad part of a year like this. She came to me and she said, you know, I know a lot of people, whether it's kind of up in the air about whether or not they're going to retire. She's like, I am going to retire this year. She's like, there's no question. I'm going to give you my letter as soon as I can write it. And, you know, I love my career, but, you know, this is kind of the end. And but she's wonderful, and we're going to miss her a lot at high school.
Eric?
Carol's an amazing lady. She has a very strong work ethic. She's embraced a couple different models within our building. She does small group pull out. She also does push in, where she works with, right alongside the gen ed teacher. She's really done some amazing things. Written some of her own course material. For an intermission specialist tutor, she's gonna be hard to replace. And I'll miss her a tremendous amount. And I think so will the staff there at the primary.
Thank you. And Kristen Real, we're not losing Kristen. She's just not doing camp invention.
She's and I should point out, she resigned from that because she's going to be teaching summer school for Algebra 1 at high school, which is what she teaches, and she wants those kids.
So awesome. She's a great young teacher for us.
Great. Awesome. Thank you very much. Can you call the roll, please?
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Lovell?
Yes.
All right. Motion passes 5-0. Congratulations to all three of those ladies. Under personnel, item B, can I get a motion to approve the continuing contract for the attached listed certified staff, attachment F?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion?
That is Kathy Stevens, one of Eric's wonderful kindergarten teachers. And I've already apologized to Kathy. She gave this to me for last month, and I forgot to put her on the agenda. But it's all legit now, as long as the board votes 5-0. So we'll be good to go. She's a great teacher for our kids. Happy for her.
Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Wibble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
All right. Motion passes 5-0. Under personnel, item C, can I get a motion to approve numbers 1 through 4? Or should I do 1 through 6?
But did I write 4?
1 through 4.
I'm sorry, I didn't see the 2
okay,
on the side.
Okay, I just
want
to make sure.
Right.
1 through 6.
I'm
okay.
So sorry.
I want to make sure we have separate them out for
no.
Can I get a motion to approve under letter C, items 1 through 6, please?
Second.
Is there any discussion? No? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Wibble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes. Motion passes 5-0. Under personnel, can I get a motion to approve letters D and E?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion? No? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Wibble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Thank you. Under personnel, can I get a motion to approve letters F through M, as in Mary?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion? Call the roll, please.
I'm sorry.
You're right.
Mrs. Wibble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. And again, under personnel, can I get a motion to approve letters N, number 1?
So moved. Second.
Is there any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Abstain.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0 with one abstaining. Under personnel, can I get a motion to approve letter O?
Second.
Is there any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Abstain.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Right, motion passes 4-0 with one abstaining. Under personnel, can I get a motion to approve letter P, attachment J?
So moved.
Second. Call the roll. Is there any discussion? I'm sorry. Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes. Motion passes 5-0. And under personnel, can I get a motion to approve letter Q?
So moved. Second.
Is there any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. And under consent agenda items, can I get a motion to approve letters R through RR?
Second.
Is there any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Thank you. Now on to item 11, superintendent report.
I just want to say a final thank you to my admin team for this year. When I think back of our conversations in July, and we really didn't have a summer off, which we're not complaining about because we had work to do, but all the discussions about what this year was going to be like, and this entire team had thoughts, they had opinions, they had colleagues they talked to, and they worked so hard at helping us arrive at a decision, and they spent the entire year just working on behalf of their students in so many different ways. Every administrator on this team gave their all, and we praise our teachers a lot, as we should. We have great kids. But I personally want to thank this team. They got after their own buildings, took care of what they needed to do, and hardly any complaining at all, if ever. They never complain, I'm kidding. But I appreciate them, and they're here on a late Monday as part of being such a loyal group. So thanks to all of you. I appreciate you.
Yes. Thank you.
And golf clap there.
All right. We're going. Mrs. Ben, is there anything you'd like to say at the end?
I'd like to congratulate the students of the month and the seniors of this graduating class. It's been a very tough year for them, just so many things that they have missed. And I just, wish them the best. And then lastly, this is mainly for the press. We have Panther's Closet, which is providing new and used clothes for kids. With this past year, it hasn't been used a lot. There's been a lot of donations. But with a lot of the kids staying home, I would just like to try and get it out there to families that there's clothing, there's shoes, there's items available in every building. They just need to reach out to either their teacher, building principal, building secretary, and they can, you know, go up and pick up clothes for their kids. So, thank you.
Great. Ms. Stats?
I want to congratulate Logan, JC, Mallory, Alex, and Griffin on being Students of the Month. And like Ms. Bennett, congratulations to the seniors for getting through probably one of the toughest senior years, and last year's seniors. I wish them all the best of luck. And, let's hope next year can be as more of what we're used to.
Very good. Mr. Yule.
I'm going to repeat a lot of what everybody already said. So congratulations to the Students of the Month. It's sad that we're going to have a few month hiatus before we have students back in here, but it'll be here before we know it. And, the seniors, you guys mentioned the seniors, and I look at the way last year ended and the way that this year has gone, and not in a bad way, right? I mean, it's a good way. And it seems like our senior class and our students that have had this experience have kind of taken it and run with it. And if there's anything that could prepare them more for future, hopefully this is something that they can look back on and see that they accomplished something that was, you know, not easy, but difficult, and realize that, you know, the future is hopefully bright for them. So, and then I want to, you know, kind of add a little bit to Mr. Addis and, you know, our administration, our principals, assistant principals, our administration staff. I said it throughout the year at the end of meetings, and I mean, we all have seen emails. We've all had parents reach out to our buildings about decisions that are made, for various different reasons, events, you know, whether we started school the right way, we didn't start school the right way. At the end of the day, we did a darn good job. And it wasn't, when I say we, it's this whole district. And that includes students, mm-hmm. the staff, the administrators. There were complaints, but by golly, I look over those because it was nothing but success in my eyes. And congratulations to everybody, this whole district. That's what Norton's about. We didn't have variants and plans. You know, we stuck to the guns and executed, and it was great. So it's glad we're wrapping up. But, you know, couldn't be more thrilled with the way that 2021 has finished.
Well said. Thank you. Ms. Webble.
Okay, it's not fun going last, but I totally agree with Lois, totally agree. We had everybody stepping up to the plate and did a phenomenal job. Students of the Month, congratulations to them. Now, you think the meetings are boring now, just wait till the summer. Yeah, that's the best part of the board meeting is watching the kids and hearing what great things, you know, what great kids they are and what great things they do. I want to thank all the people that donated money for scholarships. They were toward the end of the agenda. Wednesday is the honors program where we give out our scholarships to our local scholarships and to our seniors. So that should be an exciting night. But there's some pretty large donations, so we thank those people. And the last thing is I want my condolences to the Bergstrom family. We lost Kim Bergstrom this week, and she was such a part of the school system when her kids were in. She just was an artist, and she just she could take anything and make it beautiful. And so we pray for their family. It's a huge loss to Norton.
You're welcome. Ms. Hagenbush?
I can, I guess, kind of say ditto. Students of the Month, the seniors. Kim, absolutely. I worked with her when my kids were young. We were here one time when we did the first family movie night or Polar Express. We were here till 4 o'clock in the morning decorating because it wasn't quite right. And I was almost in tears, but we kept going, and it was absolutely beautiful when it was done. She was phenomenal. Yes. Could make those bulletin boards pop when I would go up and I'd put a piece of paper and staple it up, and she's like, oh no, it's got to puff and it's got to do this. And it was she was phenomenal with that. So I mean, a big loss. And then also, you were talking about scholarships, and I would just like to offer condolences to the Cyberling family. Mr. Cyberling, who would send us a $500 scholarship every year for one of the students in forensics, passed away just the other day. He was, I believe, living in California. I'm not sure if that's correct, but every year he would send his check along with a nice note to the student that would win. So. Condolences to his family.
1945 graduate of Norton.
Wow. Mrs. Norton will know this.
Exactly. Yeah.
But just got his death notice, so yeah, it's sad.
1945, wow. Yeah,
1945.
He's been a great supporter.
Long
and that
time.
Son to the Cyberling name on the stadium, correct?
You know, I don't know.
I think that's why they donated. I feel like that was the son, but I could be wrong because there's a lot of Cyberlings, but okay. Condolences to him, and thank you for all the years of support.
Definitely. All right. Well, there's not a whole lot to say other than it's sad to see the year end, but like Ms. Jewell said, chalk it up as a success. Hard work by everybody, hard work by the kids, It's going to be fun to see everybody celebrate at the end. It's going to be great to see that stadium full Sunday night for graduation, or on the Sunday, was that the 23rd for graduation. Those of us that graduated from Norton and are a little nostalgic by moving it back to the stadium, it's going to be fun to see. But I mean, kindergarten graduation is going to happen, prom's going to happen, all these things are going to happen, and it's exciting to see. We worked hard, the teachers, students, administration worked hard for it, so it's going to see good to see some celebration come at the end, and then hopefully some nice weather, and we'll be back at it here soon. So thank you everybody for coming, we appreciate it. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. We're adjourned. Thank you very much.